Episode 876, Top 10 Things We Want to Rewatch by Episode 975.
Nicely done.
It's easy. I never have trouble with those.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I am Bandy Bono, and we got some things to rewatch.
We do. These episodes are typically a little shorter than our other episode that we just did, because we're not really reviewing anything. We're telling you, we've seen these movies once. We're going to rewatch them now. Sometimes I add books. Sometimes I add TV shows. In fact, I'll just tell you now, it's not on the list, but if I had watched a TV show this year, I was very close to committing to rewatching Battlestar Galactica from the early 2000s. I'm still interested in rewatching that, but
It's a lot of episodes.
I don't know if I can commit to that for this list, but would you ever be interested in rewatching that show?
Maybe. I've watched it a few times.
Okay. I've only watched it once. So it would be more motivating to me if we did it for the show, but no pressure on that. Okay. So I only have movies. I know you have one book on your list, correct?
I have one book, one TV show, and one miniseries.
All right. I'm going to get right to it. Number 10 for me, it's a Christopher Nolan movie I've seen only once. There's going to be two of these on the list. Two Christopher Nolan movies I've only seen once. The first one is Following. I don't remember liking this movie too much, so I'm going to predict 3.5.
I'm a big fan of Following.
Okay. I mean, I'm hopeful of that. I'll be optimistic about it, although, like I said, predicted 3.5.
Are we supposed to predict what our rating's going to be?
That's what we do every year. Do you not want to?
No, I'm open to it.
Okay.
And are we supposed to say a specific order?
Well, I mean, since I gave them a predicted rating, I was able to give them an order.
Okay, so I'm going to just go in the order I have them written down.
I like it when you do that.
I'll give a predicted rating.
Okay.
And then the fun of it for you guys, listeners, is that you can reorder my list. And you could even get some audio editing software and flip the episode around
exactly.
So it's in the right order.
Man, I would love if somebody did that. It's like a special release.
I think it's a great idea. So my number 10 is the TV show Rome. I've actually only seen this once. It's HBO. Two seasons, so it's relatively short, and I'm going to predict 5 stars.
Man, you know what? Since you're watching this one, I've never seen it. Maybe now is the time for me to watch it. We can review it on the show.
Why not?
All right. What about, you know, now that I have HBO Max and I have access to Rome, I also have access to something like His Dark Materials. Have you watched that yet?
I have not.
What about, there's a few different series I've seen gain some buzz, like The Flight Attendant. Have you watched that?
I have not.
Okay, maybe Raised by Wolves, last one.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes and lost interest.
Okay. All right. Number 9 for me, Zack Snyder's Watchmen. I've actually only seen this one single time. You gave me the
Ultimate Edition.
You gave me
code.
The Ultimate Edition code. What was I trying to say? Digital code. So, yeah, I'm excited to watch this. Like I said, I haven't seen it in years. I believe this came out in 2009. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I like Watchmen quite a bit, actually.
Predicting 4 stars.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's not a masterpiece, but there's people who just hate it, and I actually think it's a really good adaptation.
Good. All right, number 9 for you.
And the Ultimate Edition's a very unique experience, because it's the director's cut plus the Black Freighter edited in.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Do you think I should reread the graphic novel first, or just go right into the movie?
Just go to the movie.
Okay.
Number 9 for me, this is one you might have on your list because I know you were considering it, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
It is. It's higher, but it is on my list.
Yeah, this is one I haven't seen in years, probably 15, 16 plus years. So I remember kind of liking it, and I think Ang Lee is a very overrated director, but I'm going to guess 4 stars. I think I will actually like this more as an adult than I did as a teenager when
I have a story about this movie that maybe I'll retell since you're watching it and I'll watch it. We'll probably review this movie on the show. But it was around Christmas season. I remember I was home. If I remember this right, I was either on break from high school. No, this is 2001. So I was on break from college. I think I had something on like Good Morning America on or something like that. And they were talking about this movie I'd never really heard of, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And people were really into it this time. I right there decided to go see it. I think I went that day alone to go watch it. So the last time I saw it was in the theater, and I believe the year was 2001.
It was 2000, actually, because it was the same year Gladiator came out, because I remember they were both nominated for
2000. Okay, well, then that would have been my freshman year of college.
Wow.
Okay, so it's been a while. 21 years. No, let's just say 20, since it's January. All right, where are we at, Ben?
I don't know.
Eight. Number eight for me, it's in the Alien franchise, but it's a little bit more recent. I'm talking about Damon Lindelof's Prometheus.
Oh, that's on my list, too.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. We're gonna have to review these shows together, or these movies.
I guess so.
So I did like it. Of course, the horror stuff isn't my favorite, but the idea behind the story is so good in Prometheus and then Covenant, which I know you haven't seen Covenant.
Which maybe I will.
Yeah, you'll have to. After you watch Prometheus, go right into that. I mean, those two movies are so good together. I hope they complete the story, although I'm not optimistic at this point. It's telling a really good story.
Ridley's pretty old.
Not just that, but I feel like neither of these movies did well enough to really demand a third one.
He's going to go the way of Tony soon.
I don't know, Tony?
Tony Scott.
I don't know who that is.
He like made Top Gun, Crimson Tide, Enemy of the State.
Wow, I didn't know they were brothers.
Yeah.
Scott Free.
Yeah. And anyway, Tony Scott is dead.
I said
he's going to go the way of Tony.
Okay. Wow, that took a lot of explanation. So Prometheus, 4 stars.
Number three for me.
Eight. Number eight.
I mean, but I'm reading on a spreadsheet, so it's line three.
Sure.
Is Drive. With Ryan Gosling.
I have heard of it. I have not seen it.
I did not like it much in the theaters, but this is one where I think as my tastes have changed over the last 10 years, however long it's been, I think there's a decent chance I will like it this time. Still, I'm going to hedge my bets, say 3.5 stars.
All right. Number seven for me, my second and final Christopher Nolan entry, Insomnia. These are just Following and Insomnia, two movies I watched once and then never again. They're not rated on Letterboxd, and just to be honest, a lot of my motivation for watching things over again is to get an official rating on Letterboxd.
I understand. Yeah, Insomnia is good.
4 stars is my prediction.
Yeah, I think it's a 4-star movie.
All right, number seven for you.
Michael Mann's Miami Vice. So I love Michael Mann. Like, I love Heat.
You know what I love? Collateral.
Collateral's really good, too, but I mean, Heat
Miami
is
Miami Vice
just,
with Colin Farrell?
Yeah.
I have not heard good things about this.
Well,
did you like it?
No, I didn't like it. But it's one of those movies that has gained a reputation over the years. It's kind of got a cult following. So I'm interested to go and rewatch. But I did not like it when I saw it in the theaters. But I love Michael Mann sometimes. I love Heat and Collateral. And Insider's good. And Last of the Mohicans is good. And that's about it.
Okay. Number six for me. I think it's a comedy.
4 stars. 3.5 stars.
Okay. From this one is, I believe, a comedy. You recommended it to me. I remember not really liking it. But because of your high recommendation, I gave my predicted rating 4. It's called The Other Guys.
Oh, I thought you liked The Other Guys.
No, I remember not really liking it.
Oh, I think
this is Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, correct?
Yes.
So I'll watch it sooner than later.
Adam McKay for Anchorman and Talladega Nights.
Okay. Well, I mean, I like those movies, so hopefully I'll like The Other Guys.
I love The Other Guys.
Okay, good.
This movie's very funny.
Number six for you, Ben.
Another movie I've seen a couple times, but probably not in 20 years, Fifth Element with Bruce Willis and Gary Oldman, Chris
Tucker.
Took
me a second. Yeah. I remember this one.
And The Girl.
I watched it in the 90s, and then I watched it again maybe a year or so before I got married, and I haven't seen it since.
I honestly don't know. I'm going to say 3.5 stars.
The only reason I bring that up a year or so before I got married, because that's kind of how I keep track. Like, if I remember watching it in my old apartment, which was about 8 years ago, I mean,
yeah,
that's
no, fair. I can understand that.
All right, so number five, a movie we talked about on the last episode. You told me it's a spiritual sequel to The Conversation, starring Gene Hackman, a movie we both love. I have watched Enemy of the State, starring Will Smith, in the past. It's been a long time now, 10 years or more. So, in light of The Conversation, I think I'll watch both of these together. Maybe not. I'm not sure what order I'll watch them in. I might jump to Enemy of the State and then eventually go back and watch Conversation. But either way, Enemy of the State, 4-star rating. Prediction.
I have a feeling it won't hold up, which is one of the reasons I haven't gone back and rewatched it.
I'll tell you the reason I'm thinking about watching it before Conversation. I'd usually watch them in order, but HBO Max has a really nice feature where it shows you which movies are leaving the service soon. In fact, I think it's like, so Netflix will, if you look in your list, it will show you. Like, it has a date that's leaving. But HBO Max has a button you can press that will give you a whole list of movies leaving. And Enemy of the State is on that list of leaving, I think, at the end of this month.
Well, you better get on that.
I know. Number five, Ben.
And number five for me is a movie that a lot of people hate. I remember loving it. But we will see. It's Vanilla Sky, starring Tom Cruise.
I have positive feelings towards it, although it also creeped me out a little. I mean, it just left me with a little bit of a disturbing feeling.
And I remember it has a sci-fi twist, but I don't entirely remember what the twist is.
Okay.
I'm going to say 4 stars.
I'd be interested if you watch the original also, because you know,
there's
it's a
Spanish
it's a
movie or a Mexican movie.
So you should watch both.
Okay. Well, I'm only committing to one for this.
Number 4 for me, a movie we already talked about tonight, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
Number 3 for you. Or sorry, number 4 for you.
4 for me, you know I'm a big Dan Simmons fan, but one of the novels of his I didn't like when I first read it, probably 15 plus years ago now, probably more actually, is Children of Night. So I'm going to reread that. I just got it on Audible.
All right. Awesome. Number 3.
I guess I'll guess 4 stars.
All right. Number 3 for me, a movie I have seen many times in the past, but again, not now for 10 to 15 years, Gladiator.
Oh, I like Gladiator.
I also like I'm predicting 4.5 for this one.
You've got a Scott-heavy year in front of
Who
you.
Who did that one?
Ridley Scott.
Oh, I did not mean to do that.
Brother of Tony.
Okay, wow.
But Tony's, well, he's dead.
Okay.
Ridley Scott, not dead, but getting old, might go the way of Tony soon.
Number 3 for you.
Moon, by David Bowie's son. What's his name?
Bowie Jr.?
Yes, by Bowie Jr.
Okay.
I've only seen Moon once. I know you saw it and liked it. I really liked it. I'm looking forward to watching it again.
Ben, number 2 for me, the rare horror movie that I enjoy. Joss Whedon's Cabin in the Woods.
That is a good movie.
4.5 star rating prediction. I've only seen this one once, so we'll see if it holds up in my mind.
Man, what is the guy's name?
Number 2.
Not Barry Jenkins. That's Moonlight. Hang on. I got to figure out what... Duncan Jones. Okay. Number 2 for me is something I think we'll probably be watching pretty soon, which is the sci-fi miniseries of Dune. And I'm going to say 2 stars. I think it's pretty bad.
So you and I are going to watch that together for the Dune read-along?
Yeah.
Yeah. So over on the extra feed, which you can find at patreon.com/thesci-fi-christian, we're just about to wrap up Dune. Next week, we'll finish the first book. Then we'll do some in-between books content. And then we'll start up Dune Messiah here in the next month or so.
I agree.
Ben, my number 1 is a movie I'm not sure you've ever seen, but I would highly recommend it based on my review from 15 or 20 years ago. It's been a long time.
It's a good recommendation.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Chaplin. Have you seen this movie?
I know, but I know that he plays Charlie Chaplin.
That's right. He plays Charlie Chaplin. I remember just being blown away by this movie, even though I had no background with Charlie Chaplin. I have this predicted at 5 stars. It could only let me down, basically.
Right.
I mean, I hold it up high in my head right now. So it could only get worse from here, but I really liked it. So check it out. I think it's on HBO Max also.
My last one's Prometheus. We already talked about it.
Awesome. Number 1.
Another one from the Scott brothers.
Can I tell you all of the alternates I had and some that you specifically shot down for me?
Yes, you can.
Listen to these, Ben. Here's things I was considering. Battlestar Galacta, we talked about that. Sliders. Daybreak, a TV show that was short-lived that we both watched. Fringe, I was considering rewatching Fringe. Batman v Superman. Journeyman, it's a TV show I don't think you're familiar with. I want to watch Daredevil, but I want to see the director's cut because I've never seen that version.
It's all right.
I had Unforgiven on there, and that would have made the list because I have it at 4.5 for a predicted rating. I don't know where to watch it right now, so I was worried about time and how to...
Well, I have it. I can loan it to you.
Okay, well, that was on my list.
There's got to be some piece of crap you could knock off for that.
Definitely. I think I had a pretty good list this time because you kind of helped me sculpt it on Letterboxd.
It's some poor choices.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Sherlock Holmes, I want to watch that. Titanic, I want to rewatch. The Da Vinci Code, this is one you shot down hard with Tom Hanks. Elektra, the sequel to Daredevil. The Expendables, I've watched the first one, but I want to watch more, and they're all on Hulu right now. Nick Cage's Ghost Rider. Mm-hmm. Stanley Kubrick's Almost AI. Not quite his. It became Steven Spielberg. Yep, that's what I said. Les Mis from maybe 7 years ago. Nicolas Cage's movie Next. Then who is it?
Kubrick or Stanley Kubrick?
There's
I think it's Kubrick.
There's a movie called Push.
Kubrick?
Starring Chris Evans. Did you say... You didn't swear, did you?
No, I said I was going to, but I just got the
Okay, good.
I can't remember how to pronounce Stanley Kubrick.
He has telekinetic powers.
It's Kubrick.
That's what I said. Stanley Kubrick.
Okay, I think you were right. I've seen Push.
Yeah, I've been wanting to rewatch it. And for some reason, I often in my head lump together Push and my other entry here, Jumper.
It's not good.
Together. Jumper. This is Hayden Christensen in a teleporting movie. It's like these two random powers, and there's a lot of people that have similar powers. I'm going to watch both of those, Jumper and Push. I feel like that's a double feature. John Carter, The Santa Claus, Pirates 2 and 3.
No.
Oh, you've been talking about Jake Gyllenhaal and how these didn't make the list. I'm saying these are runners-up. Jake Gyllenhaal was in a movie called Prince of Persia. I think it was based on a video game.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in rewatching that one.
Why?
I don't know. I only saw it once, and I don't have a good memory of, like, if I liked it or not.
Isn't this where you should employ Sturgeon's Law, though?
Here, I'll keep going.
The Prince of Persia has already been forgotten.
Yeah.
There's no need for you to go back and be like, you know, it's not like me and Drive or whatever, where it's like, I didn't like it, but, you know, it's a lot of people said good things about it, so I'm going to give it another shot. It's like, no.
Nobody likes
you didn't
it,
like
and I want to give it another
shot. And everybody hated it, and you're going to try again.
War of the Worlds by starring Tom Cruise, and then four X-Men movies all got bumped off the list. But they're all available on Disney Plus now. X-Men 1, X-Men 3, The Last Stand, X-Men Origins Wolverine, and The Wolverine, which we saw at my bachelor party and no one liked. That's especially true. Us. There it is. Those are all the ones that did not make this list.
Man, that's another one. I don't understand why you would want to rewatch that.
I'm ranking all of the Marvel movies that have ever come out that are non-MCU. So I just watched Blade. I've got to watch Ghost Rider. Got to watch Daredevil. All the
Do you
X-Men
know what
movies.
The words got to mean?
Let's end this episode before we go on a whole different conversation. So, Ben, thank you. I mean, that was I'm looking forward to this. This is one of those initiatives I always enjoy year to year, although this last year I didn't do a great job of sticking with it. So I'm going to try to spread these out a little bit more between now and 2022. So for now, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Ben DiBono. I just pulled up a list of non-MCU Marvel movies. You have some garbage.
And we're the Sci-Fi Christians signing off. Just start naming them during the music.
Howard the Duck. Fantastic Four. All of them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like that early 90s Captain America.
Yeah, I actually kind of do want to see that.
Hulk. Mm-hmm. There's the direct-to-TV Fantastic Four.
I don't know if that's even available, but I did watch a documentary about it called Doomed.
Yeah.
All right, let's close this episode out. Listeners, go over to the extra feed.
Why would you do this to yourself?
For the next entry in our Dune read-along. So long, folks.
Well, goodbye.